I'm redeemed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You did a fine job at that choir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God bless you. This is definitely and past the most difficult of seasons to bring a message in. Specifically why I struggle with it is that you are familiar with the Christmas story, the birth of Christ. You know about the shepherds, you know about the angels and the shepherds watching their flock by night, you know about Joseph and Mary. So now, when a pastor or any minister that gets up on that Sunday, he has to struggle with find some deep context of something that you did not hear before. Okay? So my prayer through the week was, and it took me all the way through the week, because I could have went there with Mary and Elizabeth. I could have went there with Joseph with his stubborn self. He wanted to be stubborn. I could have did all of that. But now Jesus says, God says, he can then say, why are you trying to get deep?
Okay.
Just keep it simple. The birth of my son comes from simplicity.
That's it.
Praise. If you just dwell within the simplicity of it, then you'll be all right with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because everybody needs some type of word.
Yes.
Amen.
So in saying all of that, I want to let you know the struggle. It's always a struggle. It's like getting up every Sunday constantly. But there's a word from the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray that God shines his Holy Spirit on it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if you turn your Bibles with me to the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. We're going to begin at verse 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 1, verse 1. Let's pray. Lord of God, our excellence, your name in all the earth.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God. It's once again another time we stand behind this holy roster. Father God, and your people listen to what you have to say.
Yes,
we have done as you commanded. We have not appeared before you empty-handed, but we have come with a sacrifice of praise. Father God, and we laid it at your feet. You know what each and every one of us need, oh Father God. You know what we need to be encouraged. You know what we need to be fed. You know what we are looking for. You created us.
Yes, Lord.
You know about us. You know how many hairs are on our head. You know us, oh Father God. We thank you for that. So now that's why we ask you for a rhema word.
Yes,
one that's tailor-made, fit for our circumstance and our situation. And as we sit, Father God, in this season, this Yuletide, this season of Advent,
yes,
we ask, oh Father God, that you allow us to focus on your Son. But Father God, give us some deep-rooted word that will hold us to the principles and concept that you have called us out of darkness into the marvelous light to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I can't preach it by myself. So we ask your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now, in the name of Jesus.
All right.
Father God, bind Satan as he tries to bruise, confuse, snatching the word of knowledge away from your people. Take away doubt and confusion and conflict out of their mind. Allow them to rest in you, oh Father God.
Yes, Lord.
As your word goes forth, let it fall on good ground.
Yes.
Allow it to accomplish that which you sent it out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuke, straighten, unconfused, release, set free. Right now, in the name of Jesus, yes. Draw back the drapes of misunderstanding. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it.
Yes.
Father God, use me in spite of me. Hide me behind the cross. Let me be the earthen vessel that you pour your spirit new wine into. Not just for them, Father God, for my sake too. Restore to me the joy of my salvation.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. Allow me to preach, oh Father God, till heaven gets happy and hell gets upset. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And whatever is accomplished in this setting, oh Heavenly Father, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it.
John chapter 1. Begin the first verse. I'm going to shine some other spotlight on verses 1 through 14 of John chapter 1. Listen to this Christmas story. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Yeah.
All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men.
Yes.
And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Have mercy. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But many as received him, to them gave he power, become the sons of God, even to them that believe his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Can I read that again?
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all with me. Don't just, because it's familiar scripture, don't block it out. Open your mind up. Which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes, sir.
I want to put a tag on this text. With your prayers, I'll be home for Christmas. You take your seats in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes.
I will in no way testify that I am old. But I can share with you that I know that I am getting older. With 40 in my rearview mirror and the ages of 50 on my dashboard, I want to let you know there are some definite signs in my life that I'm getting older.
Amen.
Young folk will not be able to say amen, but those of you who know you are getting older will be able to say amen.
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 I know I'm getting older, D-Glenn, because some things hurt in the morning that did not hurt at night.
You better say it, Pastor. You better say it.
I know I'm getting older, Tamika, when there was a time when I could eat whatever I wanted to eat, whenever, any time of day I wanted to eat it. I know I'm getting older because there are more and more things that get on my nerves.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to go down.
I'm getting older because I can't listen to every radio station no more. That music just gets on my nerves.
Yes.
I can't even watch TV like I used to, Deacon DeBailey. 99% of the stuff that's on TV gets on my nerves.
Amen.
Yes,
my God.
And I promise you, if the show starts with real, anything starts with real, I'm not watching it. Real this and real that, I'm not watching it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But I must admit, there's one show I dare to say I watch honestly, even religiously.
What's that, Bishop?
The show came out in 2008. on TV One. Unsung. I can tell by the pitiful response that y'all never watched it. But this show is a musical, biographical documentary that looks at the story behind the story of someone famous R&B artist.
Yeah.
Because of tragedy and mismanagement, drug abuse, whatever it may be, these once well-known artists are now unappreciated in this generation.
That's right.
Unsung goes behind the scene to tell you why those who used to be at the top of their game, their names are not now known in contemporary generation, in this contemporary generation. Unsung reminds us that behind every popular tale is a sad story that oftentimes that is not known. If you've never seen Unsung, let me give you a tip. They got a marathon coming up New Year's Eve. Sit yourself down and check it out. You will hear the sad story behind some artists like Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye, Donnie Hathaway, Phyllis Hyman, Roger Zapp. Some of y'all don't even know them names I'm talking about, do you?
I'm on with
Roger and Roger.
Ohio Players. Confunction. Boosie in Parliament.
Yes, sir.
Michael Jackson.
Hello. Woo. Yes, sir.
It reminds us that there's some sad, unsung story that is popular, that is popular and well known behind the popular and well known story.
My Lord.
My brothers and sisters, that is why I find myself attracted to this gospel. If you think pastor not in the book. Because John gives us the unsung story behind the Christmas story. For many of our understanding and awareness of Christmas comes from the popular, well-known, commercialized version of Christmas that emanates from the Gospel of Matthew and Luke. It is the Gospel of Matthew and Luke that tells us about the angels. Mary and Joseph. Elizabeth and Zechariah, about Bethlehem, the wise men and the shepherds and the sheep.
My Lord.
That well-known story of Christmas comes from Matthew and Luke. The gospel writer John does not just give us the popular story. In John's version of Christmas, there's no angelic proclamation. There's no Mary's acceptance of the message. There's no Joseph who must be taught to accept Mary's pregnancy. No story of angels, wise men, and shepherds. John tells the story of Christmas like this. And the word became flesh. And dwelt among us. John, my brothers and sisters, gives us a deep insight into the story behind Matthew and Luke's version, so we may see the sad, unsung story that's around our Savior's birth.
My Lord.
In his opening prologue, John, as a matter of fact, the first few verses of the chapter one, John made a few definite declarations. That we need to hang our hat on if you will be able to understand anything else the writer is saying to us. Number one, he wants us to know that Jesus has eternal existence. He has existed from eternity. If you were to read Matthew and Luke's version, you will find in Matthew, can you walk the past a little bit? You will find in Matthew when he traces the lineage of Jesus. He traces Jesus all the way back to Abraham. That's because Matthew is writing to a Jewish crowd in order to get them to accept the claim that Jesus is the Messiah. He must anchor Jesus in the lineage of Abraham. the father of faith for the Israelites. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Matthew said, Jesus goes back to Abraham. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Luke is not writing to a Jewish crowd. Uh-huh. He's writing to an erudite, Gentile, Greek crowd that has been shaped by Platonic philosophy and value antiquity. Okay. And therefore, Luke said, when you trace Jesus, don't just go back to Abraham, go back to Adam.
All right, now.
Who was the original son of Jesus, of God?
Yes.
But John,
well,
John yes, tells the unsung story.
All right.
Help your child preach. Well, John, when he traces Jesus, John says, you must understand that Jesus goes further than Abraham. He goes beyond Adam.
Yes.
He begins the birth of Jesus with these words, in the beginning.
Yes. Mm.
Mm. You love the things that it sounds, it's so sweet. It's good to me too, bro. In the beginning. If you have a Bible or some of you got your phone and you have taken the time to read it, you have seen these three words before.
Yes.
Can I hang out there?
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
It's all right to have your phone now. But I hope some of y'all got a real Bible.
Yes,
sir. I got my technology too, but I don't pull my study out of the phone.
All
right. I need to know where the page is from. This Bible here, I've had this Bible since 1993. That's a tip. I don't have to go through this Bible. This Bible goes through me. This Bible talk to me.
Alright.
I can't tell you sometimes what book come before one book because I just know how to find it in this Bible.
Right.
It's notes in it I got from way back that come alive to me when I'm doing something now. What you say?
Yes, sir.
It's nothing but it's nothing like the written text. That gets you excited when it begins to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to flip through that thing.
Okay.
Oh, y'all ain't feeling me.
Right.
Electronics can't do it. Now, I got my electron. I can go through my commentaries from all 30 some more in a flicker of a word. But ain't nothing like when I put my hand on the text. God says, study to show yourself approved.
Yes.
A workman, you got to work sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Rightly divided. How you divide the phone?
All right.
Help us, Holy Ghost. Yeah, I'm old school.
Uh-huh.
Maybe next year I'll stop preaching from my iPad. When I tell my Bible to be right up in there, because that iPad go dead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
And then Apple want to make me think they know what I want to say. So they want to fill in my speech for me.
Look,
there was a lot of Holy Spirit going to fill in this speech.
Amen.
Oh, who that's for? Mm-hmm. In the beginning. Because on the very first page, listen to this. Of the very first book and the very first chapter and the very first verse of all scripture, you find those words.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yes.
This is not coincidence. John anchors this Jesus in the very creative moment of God before time even begins to say, as an eternal existence, to say before time even began, Jesus already was.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the unsung story. He has eternal existence. You know that. John also says he has infinite identity. Not only was he in the beginning, but he was with God. And hold on, he was God.
Amen.
Hold on. come. That is a word for those of you who are of the Buddhist, Muslim, and Islamic persuasion. I need to be clear, whoever get this, that Jesus is not a prophet of God. Jesus is not an image of God. Jesus is not a representative of God. Jesus is not some figure of God. Jesus is not just some manifestation of God. No, get it right. John said, get this right. He is God.
Yes.
Y'all got that? God came down in the flesh, laying his ultimate awesome self as a baby in a manger.
Yes.
The man who created a palace and a blow of his breath came down in a manger for a reason.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Lord, have mercy. The same God who created the heavens and earth is the God who became flesh in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The same God who walked with us in the wilderness is the God who showed up in Jesus.
Yes.
The same God who answers prayer is the same God who said, when you want to know who I am, come to Jesus and check him out.
Yes. Yes. My Lord.
He has infinite existence, uh-huh, and he has infinite identity.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the cause of creation.
Mm-hmm.
For through him all things were made.
Oh,
and without him nothing was made that was made.
Amen.
Make you appreciate the birth of Jesus a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
We take it for granted that he just came to a virgin, wrapped in a swaddling cloth, laid in the manger. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
John is saying, everything you see, this flesh, which is the word of God, caused it to be.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis chapter 1, how does God bring things into existence? He speaks.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
The sound out of his mouth is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The words out of his mouth caused the sun to exist.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I said the sound. There was no language yet, but God spoke.
Yes.
And the sound made the sun exist.
Uh-huh.
It made the stars show up and the land to be formed. His words brings creation. John said, it is that word that now becomes flesh in Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, without him, nothing.
Amen.
There will be an equation for your life. Without him, you are nothing.
Yes.
Without him, you can't achieve nothing. Without him, we can earn nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Without him, nothing makes sense in life.
My Lord.
The world was created by him. Walk with me, church. Don't get deep water here in a minute. The world was created by him.
Well.
And the world was created for him.
Yes.
The creation of God was literally made for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I know you think the world is yours. And you all of that in a bag of potato chips. You got the world in your hand. You plan what you want to do when you want to do it. How many times you can show up to church, how you going to pay your tithes, whatever. You think you make your own decisions. You forgot that. If God didn't open his eyes on you this morning, you wouldn't have woke up.
Amen.
That's it, and that's not a cliche. God can blink. God can blink, and you stop breathing.
Yeah.
But we take it for granted. You know why? Because his grace and mercy is in effect.
Yes.
But get on the wrong side of God. The Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Yeah.
After a while, God said, you're going to take me for granted for how long? Guess what? I got to get your attention.
All right.
And then the first thing you say, oh, the devil did this and the devil laughed at me. No, all God do is step back a little bit.
That's right.
He stepped back and said, all right, I'm going to let you see how I've been protecting you because you take it for granted and I got a hedge around you.
Yes, yes. My
That's right, you went to the doctor, got all negatives on your report, but someone in there went and they said they saw a mass in them and it might be cancer.
Yes.
You didn't get that report.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
If I'm scaring you, get scared.
Amen.
Tired of playing with God. God tired of you playing with him too.
Yeah.
We play with him.
Amen.
God was, the creation of God was literally made for Jesus Christ. Watch this now. I know you think the world is yours, but John says the world was made for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is the difference from John, from Matthew and Luke.
Uh-huh.
When you understand Christmas, Jesus was not God's gift to us.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what we've been taught, huh? The birth of Jesus was a gift.
Yes.
Can I take you in deep water? According to John, we are God's gift to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is deep doctrinally, but I must preach it. We are literally God's presentation to Christ.
Amen.
As a gift to him, you don't get me. Let me make it literally plain for you. You can tell how much somebody know you, Deacon Larry, by based on what they give you for Christmas. You can tell how much someone know you if they just buying a gift and giving it to you, or if they really know who you are, based on the gift they give you. Okay. I know my grandson.
All
right. Why would I go buy him a Glock 9mm pistol? No. He not going to be able to use that. He going to hurt himself with that.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Give him a game for his Nintendo. He can use that.
Yes.
And if he likes it, he might not like it, but he can use that.
Yeah.
He can't use that Glock.
No.
Did I make that clear?
Yeah. Now you clean it up. Now I was clear
up. Here's what God says. Christ, listen, God talking to Christ. Christ, the world is broken.
Uh-huh.
Humanity is sinful.
Yes.
Iniquity runs across the land.
Yes.
Demons and devils have taken hold of my creation.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that you can do something with it.
Uh-huh.
I know you can work it, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know how to fix stuff, Jesus. This is what you have been waiting on because your blood can redeem it, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
What's so awesome when I tore out the text, deacons, is that this is God actually talking to himself.
Yes.
And I say, Lord, thank you for taking me into him deep doctrinally because it means that, see, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, did distinct, unique personalities that all function differently in the hierarchy of heaven.
Right.
So if God talked to God about coming to save me, God said, no, he's a wretch undone. I'm going to take him out.
Yeah.
But he's talking to Jesus because Jesus is working under grace and mercy.
Amen.
Y'all feel the pastor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm teaching. I know I am.
Yeah, don't mind.
So he talks to Jesus. I'm going to give you a gift that I know you'll do good with it.
Yeah.
Praise his name. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all think I'm not in the book. John says he comes back to a world that he created.
Yes.
And was created for him.
In the beginning.
Jesus goes home for Christmas. Y'all with me? He goes home for Christmas. They're going to theology that backs up my topic.
Yes.
He shows back up, and the thing he created and was created of him, watch it. Here's the unsung tragedy. Verse 10 says, the world was made for him, but the world did not recognize him. worse in verse 11. He came to his own, and his own received him not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
An unsung hero. He created it all. Shows up. They wait for the Messiah, and they don't recognize him.
Yes.
Matter of fact, they don't want to let him in the inn.
Yes.
There's no room for you in the inn. Go to the stable, Jesus. Jesus said, yeah, I'll be home for Christmas. God's glory is in their midst, and they did not know it. The theological lesson here is God can make his glory known, and you miss it. If you've been praying, begging for God to show up in your life, but he did, and you did not know it, you're on the wrong page.
Amen.
You so deep. We got some people in church so deep, they missing God. Because they so deep. God said, you think you deep. He said, I'm so deep, you can't get under me. I'm so wide, you can't get around me. He said, no, just keep it real with me. Recognize who you are, and I will reveal myself to you. No, you trying to get deep before you know how to breathe in deep water. But your judgmental self. Judging everybody. You got a moat, and you try to take the splinter out of somebody else's eye, and you got a beam in your eye. Just simple stuff. You don't know how to love nobody because you're stuck on yourself. You can't, my glory can't be revealed in you because you got blind, you got blockers on. We used to have some shades that they call blue blockers. You got spiritual blockers on. You have no commitment to God. It is evident in your presence in the sanctuary, your payment in your tithes, your piety. That's your daily living, your lifestyle. Your piety, your daily lifestyle, how you conduct yourself as a child of God. You get in the morning, you're saying thank you, Jesus. You just getting up talking about, I got to rush. I'm going to get my coffee. This coffee will get me going.
Amen.
But the first thing you should have did, you should have thanked God for getting you up because your bed could have been your cooling board.
Right.
The next thing you do when you get your behind in your car, guess what? You better pray for that. I know I'm going to pray for the car. You don't got to tell me nothing. Pray for the car.
Yes.
Because everything you can't see while you're in there, Brother Hudson. You need the Holy Spirit to drive you.
Yes, sir.
You go off with it, what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yet you want the glory of God in your life and in your house. This is the joy found in children. That is why God said, watch this, young people, kids. That is why God found joy. This is why he sent Jesus in a baby.
Yes.
I thought about it. Jesus could have, God got all power. He could have showed up here full grown. Start laying hands on, start walking on the water.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you don't hear nothing about Jesus. He lays there insignificantly for 12 years of his life. You don't hear him doing nothing, hitting no sick. You don't hear about it at the regular word. You don't. He don't do none of that until he shows up in the temple and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yeah.
And he's anointed me to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think I'm not in the book? It is a demonic mind. All this stuff that you got grown people, young people going in schools, killing children. It is a demonic mind that will go and take out the light that God is trying to show glory through.
Right.
God is trying to show glory through our children.
Amen.
You don't think I'm in the book?
Mm-hmm.
I can go through all the hell I want to at my job. Deal with crazy Negroes all day long and crazy customers. and doing and got bosses from hell. Watch now, watch the glory of God, and come home and sit there, and then Warren walk in the door. And all he knows, hi Grandpa, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. Any child, anybody got a grandchild, know they do that for them. They will pull your strings, and you will spoil them and send them back home to their mom and daddy. Guess what? They're your grandchildren. Your children do it for you too.
Yeah.
It's in the glory of God.
Yeah.
Working through a child.
That's true.
If you don't think I'm in the book, why did Herod kill all the firstborn?
Yeah.
To get to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He killed all firstborn babies to get to a child in a manger. Mm-hmm. Are you tripping? No, that's demonic. A demonic attack.
That's right.
Jesus said, yeah, I'm going home for Christmas. But before I go any deeper, you got to realize, church, you got to have an Elizabeth moment.
Yes.
In your Mary miracle.
All right.
Can I get a witness from here?
Yes, sir.
You gotta have an Elizabeth moment in your Mary miracle.
Well,
you gotta find somebody in your bad situation,
yes, sir,
that can meet up with you. And just let me help you,
yes,
out,
sir,
here. You ain't gonna get the right friend,
yes, sir,
unless you pick the right Elizabeth.
Yes, sir.
Because if you hold Elizabeth's resume against her testimony, she would not be your friend.
Well,
can I get a witness in,
yes,
here?
Sir.
Because Elizabeth was barren, way past childbirth, couldn't have no more children. If you listen to that resume, her husband prayed for a child for years and nothing happened. But now Mary, in her miracle, got to go to Elizabeth,
yes, sir,
and ask Elizabeth, I heard that you were with child.
Yes, sir.
But while Mary showed up, Elizabeth says to Mary, what does the mother of my Lord have to say to me? Because as soon as you appeared, the child within my womb leaped from the Spirit of God. In order to know the meaning of Christmas, you got to seek yourself in the Holy Spirit and choose try the Spirit by the Spirit. And when you do that, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. When you do that, you will find out that God just don't put anybody in your life.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. Making sense now. Open it up.
Jesus said, I'm gonna go home for Christmas.
Well,
he said, I'm the Word wrapped up in flesh.
Yes, sir.
He said, you don't know about me. I know I look like an insignificant little baby that Mary's holding in my arms.
Wow.
He said, but I got the power of the world,
yes,
in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, through the conception of the Immaculate Conception, what I did was show you how I humbled myself before the Lord.
Yeah.
Even though I had great power and great blessings and great, great future and potential, I knew how to sit at my daddy's feet,
right,
and follow his instructions. Can I get a witness in here? He said, and my daddy sent me back into the world that belonged to me, and he gave me to you to fix you. That's why the song choir was right in there. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. Jesus, I give my blood. I redeem you back to me. It fit this right here, D-Lip. It fit this
is, walk on water, heal the sick, and raise the dead, open the blind eyes, preach to the captives, set the captives free, and guess what, I'm gonna carry for you, so I can buy you back to myself. Y'all ain't feeling me, that's why I let them whip me all night long, and I said not a mumbling word. Y'all ain't feeling me. That's why I drug a tree all the way up Golgotha. And I let them nail me to the cross. I could have called down legions of angels, but I didn't call nobody. I hung them. I hung them to the stars. Fell from the sky. I hung them. Let the moon turn to blood. You kept me there.
Chance in your game.